With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden travels to Israel tomorrow in a show of solidarity with the Jewish state.
The Wednesday visit to Israel will be a powerful symbol of sympathy and support, but there are risks involved. Mr. Biden's travel to the Mideast comes as Israeli troops prepare for a possible ground attack against Gaza aimed at Hamas terrorists. After meeting with Israeli leadership, the president will go on to Jordan for talks with King Abdullah, as well as the Egyptian and Palestinian presidents, in a bid to prevent the war from becoming a larger regional conflict. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Vowing to end the chaos on the southern border, former President Trump says if he returns to the Oval Office, he'd make sure that all would-be immigrants are carefully vetted before being allowed to enter the country.
Next, we'll implement strong ideological screening of all immigrants to the United States. No longer will we allow dangerous lunatics, haters, bigots, and maniacs to get residency in our country. We're not going to let them stay here. We're not going to let them. We're going to have the largest deportation effort in history.
Mr. Trump at a rally in Iowa yesterday. Also at SRNNews.com, the House nearing a vote on the nomination of Ohio's Jim Jordan to serve as Speaker of the House.
The House GOP Speaker nominee is still short the 217 votes needed to win the speakership on the House floor. However, Jordan is projecting confidence as he moves to put his colleagues on the record with a floor vote at noon on Tuesday. He was able to sway several Republican opponents to his side Monday.
Correspondent Edwin Mora. Americans kept spending in September at a solid pace, even as they grappled with higher prices and interest rates. Retail sales rose a better-than-expected 0.7% last month. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 32 points, the Nasdaq off 46 points. This is SRN News. A new poll charts the faith of Asian Americans.
There are more than 18 million people of Asian descent in this country, and more of them are Christians than anything else. The Pew Research Center says 34% of Asian Americans identify as Christian versus 11% Buddhist, 11% Hindu, and 6% Muslim. However, the second largest group of Asian Americans are those who are religiously unaffiliated, 32%, meaning this minority group is following the general trend in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge in Montana is continuing to block enforcement of a law. It puts restrictions on drag shows and bans on drag queen story hour events in public schools and libraries. District Court Judge Brian Morris says the law targets free speech and expression. A lawsuit over the matter will continue to progress in the courts while the injunction holds. Montana, the first state to specifically ban drag shows. This is SRN News. Amy Coney Barrett wants the nation's highest court to adopt a formal code of conduct.
But the associate justice says there's already unanimity among the nine justices that they should hold themselves to the highest ethical standards possible. Barrett spoke at the University of Minnesota Law School event just 2 weeks after the high court opened its current term in October, with ethical concerns high on many observers' minds. Barrett declined to estimate how long it might take the Supreme Court to arrive on a consensus about what its own ethics code should be. Keith Peters reporting.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has arrived in Beijing on a visit that underscores China's support for Moscow during the war in Ukraine, as well as Russian backing for China's bid to expand its economic and diplomatic influence through its decade-old Belt and Road Initiative. Putin arrived in Beijing earlier today. More details at SRNNews.com.